Well, we begin with breaking news now out of the US, where Democrats will hang on to control of the Senate after a midterm election victory in Nevada. Catherine Cortez Masto has defeated her Republican opponent, Adam Laxalt, who was endorsed by Donald Trump. It means the Democrats will continue to hold a majority in the Senate for the remainder of President Biden's term in office. Cortez Masto's victory is a huge win for Democrats and a blow to Republicans, who had hoped for a red wave to give them the balance of power in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Let's bring in Mike Hanna. He joins us live from Washington, D.C. for more. Mike, so the Democrats must be breathing a huge sigh of relief. Talk us through the Nevada result and what it means.
Well, it's very significant indeed. It does give the Democrats control of the Senate. It gives them 50 seats to date, which, with the controlling vote of the vice president, means that they will control the Senate for yet another term. Now, the Senate leader, Chuck Schumer, has just announced that this is a vindication for all Americans, saying that he will again be the leader of the Senate, the majority leader in the Senate. And he said as well that this makes clear that the American people reject the MAGA brand of republicanism. Now, what is significant in these last three Senate results we've seen, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and now in Nevada, each of these candidates was heartily endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Now, this is going to impact very greatly his standing and outsize influence within the Republican Party, given his record in terms of backing candidates who have lost in states that the Republicans were confident they could take back from the Democrats. So a very, very significant Democratic Party victory, control of the Senate. There is still going to be a runoff election in Georgia, but that, in a way, is immaterial given that the Democrats have already seized control of the Senate. As to the House elections, well, the counting is continuing there. The Republicans appear to still be having a slight lead. However, there's been a narrowing in that lead over the past 24 hours, with some surprising results coming out, particularly in California. So the race for the House as well does not yet appear to be over. If the Republicans do win control there, it's going to be by the slimmest of margins, which will heavily impact on their ability to push through whatever agenda they want to in the House.
All right, Mike Hanna, live for us there in Washington, D.C. Mike, thank you. All right, let's bring in John Nichols. He's a political writer at The Nation. He joins us live from Madison in Wisconsin. John, good to have you back with us. So Nevada is a race, as Mike was saying there, that went right down to the wire. President Biden and the Democrats will be extremely happy with this result.
Absolutely. This is incredibly good news for President Biden. What it means is that on a number of levels, he will now have the power to continue to govern, something that he would have lost in many senses if the Republicans had taken the Senate. For instance, with Democratic control of the U.S. Senate, President Biden's appointments to the high court, our Supreme Court, as well as to the federal courts, and to cabinet positions, ambassadorships, other jobs, can now be approved in a way that they might not have been approved by a Republican Senate. So right off the bat, that is a big deal. Also, whether the Republicans take the House of Representatives or not, because the Democrats have control of the Senate, they will be in a negotiating position where they'll be able to advance much of the president's agenda. So this is a huge victory for President Biden and for the Democrats.
And John, with the Democrats taking the Senate, this is a huge blow for Republicans who were hoping, of course, for this red wave of votes to rout the Democrats. It never happened, though. So do you think voters punished Republicans for their policies on big issues like inflation and abortion and so on?
I think it was a complicated election. I think that voters were ill at ease as regards inflation. They're concerned about rising prices. And if that was the only issue, the Republicans might have done rather well. But on the issue of abortion, overwhelmingly, the polls showed that the voters sided with the Democrats. On the issue of protecting American democracy, making sure that we have free and fair elections, the polls showed that the people sided with the Democrats. And on the issue of maintaining our social safety net, particularly our Social Security program, the polls showed that the people sided with the Democrats. So even though inflation was a big issue and a challenging issue for the Democrats, on a host of other issues, people were with them. And I think this is also somewhat of a referendum on Donald Trump. And there's a very powerful signal that a lot of voters, even in Republican-leaning states, are ill at ease with Donald Trump and his endorsed candidates.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the Republicans appear to be inching closer to majority in the House. What does this mean, then, for the last 2 years of President Biden's presidency?
Well, it's certainly a problem for President Biden. If Republicans control the House of Representatives, President Biden will have to negotiate with the Republicans. In his first 2 years, he had a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate. His main job was just to get the Democrats together. That wasn't always easy, but that was all he had to do. Now he will have to reach across the aisle and look for compromises with the Republicans to get action in the House. That will be much harder. It's certainly going to be a challenge. But if it's a narrow Republican majority, then that's going to be easier than if it's a big Republican majority. And it certainly looks at this point like it'll be quite narrow.
John, just a final thought to you. I mean, this string of wins for the Democrats has seen a stunning reversal of fortune for the party that appeared to be in serious trouble heading into the midterms. But can the Democrats, do you think, maintain this momentum going forward into 2024?
It is certainly possible. It depends in many ways on what the Republican Party does. If the Republican Party remains closely aligned with Donald Trump, that gives the Democrats some space to work in. But ultimately, presidents and parties are measured by what they accomplish. And so the next 2 years will be challenging for the Democrats. But the fact that they made it through this midterm with, frankly, a lot of victories suggests that they have some ability to succeed politically where people didn't think it was possible. So the Democrats are feeling very good tonight.
John Nichols, always good to get your thoughts and your insight. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. John, thank you.